When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here. Yeah, I know my voice sounds a little funny. I'm feeling under the weather, but I want to check in with you, Kendra, because your daughter got braces on Friday. And how is she doing?
She's doing okay. She, her mouth, she's fine. Like her attitude is great. Like I thought it was going to be, we were going to be in misery all weekend. And it was going to be tough, but she was fine. But the problem is her teeth are so sore. So when she goes to bite into things, and I knew she was going to have soft foods, but we're running out of ideas and she's starving. So we've been doing applesauce and mashed potatoes and slush. But like, how often can you keep eating the small foods? So I'm struggling to try to find her foods that she can have, like even making her lunch for school today. She has a Greek salad wrap for lunch. I don't know. I mean, I made it last night, not to sound gross to everybody, but so that it would be a little bit soggy by the time she ate it, so that the lettuce wouldn't be as hard. But I don't know what else to make for her.
Yeah, because you have to figure out how to get her some protein.
Right.
And some vitamins and stuff. Because, I mean, yeah, you can do ice cream, you can do slushes, you can do shakes, but all that's just like sugar. How do you get them...
I don't know. So I need help. I don't know if anybody has any ideas for other soft foods. Like we do pasta. Like she's had spaghetti with, you know, an Alfredo sauce or like a regular sauce. But what else? What other soft stuff can you make that's food, not sweet?
Right.
Like slush is all sugar and sweet stuff. But I don't know if there's any.
Yeah, you need something.
Because
you need like chicken or something that has a little bit of more oomph to it and that will also hold her over longer. I feel like, you know, if you just have like applesauce and stuff like that, you're going to be hungry in an hour. You know, it's not like...
I know.
You need to get her like a meal. Mm. What if you just cut things up in like tiny little pieces? Like
that's
if you
what
did,
I'm trying to do, yeah.
If you did chicken tenders and you cut them up into tiny little pieces and then you did like vegetables cut up and... potatoes cut up and just had it all really small.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. I mean, I did have to stop on the way home. We went to we had a little Mother's Day barbecue at my sister-in-law's yesterday, and they actually walked down the street. They got slush. Her and my niece went and got some slush, but I was like, you can have the orzo salad is soft, and she didn't want that. She wasn't in the mood for it, but I could tell she was starving. Like, she's looking for, like sausage.
Well, she's 14. She's a growing kid.
Yeah.
She's hungry.
So we were driving home. She's like, can we stop at McDonald's? I'm like, well, what are you going to get at McDonald's? Like, you can't chew, your teeth hurt to bite into something, but the fries, everything is a little bit softer.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like when we make
their
stuff,
fries are pretty easy to chew. They're thin.
So she ended up getting, she's like, I'll get some chicken nuggets. I'm like, chicken nuggets? Those are you're gonna have to like break them off like with your hands and try to eat them. So
well, if people have ideas, they can call us. Our phone lines are open, 617-655-1067.